Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of A Running Story, the beginning of my fitness journey. Today, I have brought an episode which is about my journey, a very long running journey. A journey that was sudden and unexpected, but was necessary. A journey that made me gain the respect that I was unworthy of. This is about that journey that gave me confidence to face myself in the mirror once again with pride. But before we begin, I want to add a few extra words. Everything happens for a reason. It depends on us, what kind of meaning we give to them. It depends on us how we look on to them. There's always something hidden in every setbacks and failures, a lesson worth learning. Failure is an option. It's what you do with the failure that makes you who you are. Our failures mold us. I have failed at several things in my life. What sets some of us apart is that when we fail, we can't sleep at night. It haunts us until we have our shot at redemption. So let's begin. After taking rest for a day, I immediately started what I had planned to do. A self-analysis on the things that went wrong. What were the root causes? Was it physical? Was it psychological or both? I recalled everything from the beginning to end. I noted down my self-analysis report and I figured out almost everything. I learned a lot of things through that. But there was this question that was still unanswered. Did I give my 100%? I thought about this thing a lot after the report. I came to understand that with all that excruciating pain and cramps, I still continued to run for a long time. So maybe yes, I did push myself to 100%. But the more I accepted this answer, the more it felt like comforting and lying to myself. I don't know, but deep inside, I knew I didn't give my 100%. And the fact that I had lied to my friends about the distance that I had covered in the marathon was even worse, and it felt heavier and heavier with time. I didn't understand why I lied. Since the beginning of my fitness journey, I had always been honest about what I had accomplished. I had started from the rock bottom. There was a time when I used to run only for 5 minutes. I have come from that time. In this journey, I accepted each and every failure gracefully. The fact that I always remained honest about my failures was a thing that pushed me beyond my limits. I was attached to the ground. I always thought that I needed to improve and keep improving. Whenever I ran, I had a mindset of I got nothing to lose, which was so powerful that took all my fear of failing and filled me with the energy to keep pushing myself like an unsatisfied warrior. And so, I understood everything now. With time, with the huge gap in training, I had lost that mindset. I had lost that attitude of I got nothing to lose. In the place of mental toughness, fear of failure had taken the place. When I had first started running distances, I had accepted that I was nowhere near average, and that's why I should keep pushing myself, and that's why I need to improve. and with time, I gained an image of being a hardworking runner and fitness enthusiast in my locality. So maybe losing this image was another fear I had. Lack of training, lack of the hard work, fear of failure, fear of losing this image, etc. I analyzed everything and realized what mistakes I did. And it felt so light after I figured out everything. It felt clear, lighter. Most importantly, it gave me a direction. I realized what I had to do, more importantly, what I needed to do. It was time to be an absolute rookie once again, to accept that how much and why I should keep improving and pushing myself, develop that attitude of, I have nothing to lose, develop that mental toughness once again. It was time to tap onto that beast once again. I decided to build that mindset once again. I started running in the evening time just like before, starting from the basics. Most days I felt soft. I didn't feel like doing it. I used to fight, argue, and battle with my own mind. There was nobody who was dragging me down. It was me versus me. Building a strong mind isn't that easy. You really have to put in the hard work. I used to think of the past times, how hard I used to train earlier, how much hungry I used to be. And the answer was very simple. The trick was really simple. The secret was very simple. I used to get out of my comfort zone. And so, I understood what I had to do. I would have to get out of my comfort zone, train in a different way, in a unique way. I would have to shock myself, shock the mind, shock the body, and keep doing that. Every evening, I got out of the house, went for the run, but there was always a battle that I had to fight in the beginning of the run. Because every time I came for the run, every time I felt like quitting. To be honest, it was so much frustrating. I was struggling to build myself. It wasn't physical. It was mental. It was psychological. I did feel like a loser. And the worst part was that I had accepted that. It was really a mental challenge to come out of that mental darkness. Every time I felt like stopping in the middle of the runs, I told myself a little more, just like the old times. I continued, I gave up, I ran, I stopped, I continued again. And like this, 1 month had passed. I knew that patience was very much important. Whatever I'm doing, I just have to keep doing that. I believed in myself. It will happen one day. Most people will say that you should keep a record, keep a journal of your progress, and I believe in that too. But that's not what I did. I never kept a record, never celebrated my progress this time. I believe that nothing is permanent. I used this way of philosophy in a positive way. I thought nothing is permanent, whether it's health, life, progress, or anything else. It's always in the now, the present moment. Through this philosophy, I stick to the ground, train in the same way with same energy every day, challenge myself every day, win or lose every day. My nights weren't easy as well. A lot of nights, I couldn't sleep. There was a heavy weight, a feeling of regret. And with time, This changed into a hunger, a dream that kept me awake. Another month was about to end. It was still the same. Every day it was a challenge. Sometimes I gave up. Sometimes I pushed myself further. I didn't care about any progress. I just kept on doing that. You will never see when you are building that mental toughness. You can only feel it in the times of difficulty. And I did start to feel it within. I felt that hunger for more distance. I felt that obsession for hard work. Once again. And with this, second month had passed too. You know, when I first started running, I always had this dream of running to a certain place, which was really far from my place. I used to talk about it sometimes that maybe one day I'll be able to do that. 2 years had passed, the thought of running to that destination, that place, never came to me. Sometimes when my mood was off, I used to try to run to that place. But I failed 2 times. Once during the day and once during the night. Both the times I hardly covered any distance. The maximum distance I could go was 12 to 13 kilometers. A lot of times I've imagined running to that distance, but I have never acted on it. Whenever this thought used to come to me, I used to tell myself, it's just a thought. I'm not ready yet. It's not possible now. But who knew things were about to change? Who knew that it wasn't going to be just a dream, just a thought anymore? Once I wrote these lines, sometimes in order to get over something, you need to achieve something even bigger. Who knew these words would turn into a reality? After a few days, I was home alone. My parents weren't gonna be at home for 2 days. It was 12th of Feb. Everything was going well. My day was nice, finishing it off with an evening run. I was feeling relaxed and peaceful. I had my dinner a bit earlier and went to my bed after that. As I was alone at home, sleep didn't come to me easily. I was lying down, thinking about nothing, waiting for the sleep to come. But instead, something else arrived. A thought about running to that place. Within seconds, I was excited as hell. And I was like, should I do it? Should I go for it? This kind of excitement I hadn't felt since months. I couldn't stop my excitement, and then it turned into a need. I felt such a strong need to run to that distance, that place. It was so strong that I felt like running just at the moment. And by the way, it was 10 p.m. at the time. I understood that sleep was important as well, so I calmed myself down, I controlled myself, and I planned that I would go the next morning. I set an alarm for 4 a.m. and went to sleep. The next morning, I woke up before my alarm could go on. I looked on the clock. It was about to be 4 a.m. I got out of my bed, went to my veranda, and sat there. It was still dark, just as the night. I drank water, made a cup of black coffee. I freshened up and started to get ready. While having the coffee, I was mentally preparing myself for the long run. I was saying, What do I fear? What do I fear? I fear a lot of things. I fear a lot of things. Well, let's face them all today. I knew one thing already that, well, I'll be on the journey. There will come a time when these questions will knock again. So I made up my mind to have all the answers before beginning my journey, and with being totally honest with myself, I was ready now, both mentally and physically. It was 5:20 a.m. I locked my house, went outside the gates. I saw only thick fog all around. Hardly any vehicles were traveling. I stretched a little bit and waited for the timer to hit 5:30. And when it was 5:30 a.m., I started running. I started my journey. The air was damn cold, but I wore a scarf covering my face, and so there was no difficulty in breathing. I also carried a water bottle just in case. I know for long runs we should carry water bottles, but that's not my style. But this was the longest run of my life. Within a few moments, I was running on the main road. I was running and running, and then I came across a bridge, and there everything was covered in fog. It felt a little fascinating that the whole city was asleep at the time, and the sounds of my running steps, along with the sounds of birds, was the best feeling ever. I kept running, and I was passing by all these places, views, where I had stopped before. I kept going, and you know what? I had a smile in my face, more like a cheesy grin, because I felt so refreshing. And like this, it was 6:30 a.m., 1 hour had passed. The first hour was really easy. To my right, sun was rising, but was still covered in fog. The view was amazing. It was like a morning in a mountain place. Like I was on a vacation. I continued running. I ran and ran and kept running. I kept moving forward. Deep plantations, hills, a lot of turns, across them all. Lakes, rivers. And then I reached the next town. 1 more hour passed, and it was 7:30 a.m. And by now, 2 hours had passed. The cold air, the fog, and the views made me feel even more refreshed and energized. The sun had risen up. I looked at it and joined my hands towards the sun and paid my respects. I felt the sun rays falling on me, and it gave me warmth. Everything felt so great and peaceful. To be honest, I can say that I had never run like that before in my life. The energy, the motivation, the mindset was totally different, was on another level. Like most of the times during my long runs, I always had this beast mindset, you know, that kind of like beast mode going on, but this time it was more of like a peaceful journey. It was like a meditation. I was running and running, and with this, 3 hours had passed. The time was 8:30 a.m. And by now it was also getting warmer, and the views were also changing. Forest areas, tall trees, then shops, houses, then trees once again, and then long, long farmlands. No rivers or lakes. I passed them all. But one thing felt never ending. The road, the long road. Because around this place, the road was long and straight, and it was really hot and challenging, and it was getting really hot. I started sweating. Finally, after 3 hours of running, I finally started to sweat. And then I took the first sip from my bottle. And with the sun up, it was 9:30 a.m. by now, and 4 hours had passed. I noticed that slowly now I started to feel tired. It felt really hot and I was totally covered in sweat by now. The temperature kept on increasing. Everything felt super hot. Also, there were very few trees along the way. My water bottle was also about to be finished. My mouth was dry. I didn't have shades to, no cape. Plus, I had a sweater on because as I started during the morning, early morning, it was too cold, so I needed the sweater to keep me warm. And now the same sweater was feeling like a burden. I didn't think that the day was going to be this sunny. It was just bare sky, as far as I could look. But I kept on going. I kept on going. I also noticed that I was getting slower with time, but no matter what happened, I kept going on. I kept on running. I didn't care about the time or speed. I was just running. I just wanted to reach there. I just wanted to do this. I was feeling exhausted as hell. The first 2 hours was really, really easy. The third hour was okay. The fourth hour was also medium okay. But as I crossed the fourth hour and entered my fifth, things started to change. And that was it. I was feeling exhausted as hell. It was like I was in a desert, struggling for survival. The weather was too hot by then. There was heat, there was dust, there was sweat, there was tiredness, there was risk. There was pain, but I kept going on. I was running with all my might. I was really tired by the fifth hour. Because this was the farthest I have pushed till now. I was really tired. My speed was slow, but I kept on running. No matter how slow I was, but I kept going on. That was the key. That was the way. There was one thing that I was concerned about very much. What if I go unconscious? What if I faint and fall? There was no one around, so even if I faint and fall, no one's going to help me. I was on my own. That's why there was a risk. But to be honest, I wasn't really worried about this thing. I wasn't worried. I didn't think much about this. I just kept on running. And then things got worse. I started to feel the pain in my legs. The pain. I could feel all the muscles of my legs. The quads, the calves, the hamstrings, the ankles, the foot. I felt all of them struggling to keep going. The first 3 hours, 4 hours was kind of okay. No pain, just easy. But the weather was hot and I had been running from 5 hours. So now I started to feel that pain. After some time, I also felt that my eyes were shutting down. I felt sleepy. I was that much tired. I was that tired and exhausted. I kept on going, but then I saw something. I was really far. I saw a huge tree still far ahead, but I felt some kind of relief when I saw it. I felt some kind of hope to keep going forward. I ran and ran and somehow reached there. I stopped and sat in the shade of that tree. I can't express how much tired I was and how much relieved I felt when I sat there. There I took this last sip from my water bottle. I rested there for some time. I closed my eyes, felt the wind blowing. I felt a little hungry too. I was hungry because I had been running for 5 hours. Thankfully, I carried some peanuts. I took out the peanuts. I ate them and took some rest. Some rest. I was there for 10 to 15 minutes. Not more than that. And then I got up to continue my journey and I started running again. And this time I was struggling to run. I was exhausted as hell. I was in pain, and then finally, those questions arrived. I could barely open my eyes. It was like running in your sleep. Those questions, those doubts, and those thoughts kept knocking until I could no longer ignore them. Finally, I faced them one by one. The first was, why am I here? The first one was, why am I here? But this time I came prepared, and so I replied, I'm here to become better. Then the second one, why am I running? I'm running because I want to become better. What will you possibly get by doing all this? Why are you doing this shit? I'm doing this because I want to become a better person. What are you trying to prove? I said, nothing. I'm here, I'm running because I want to feel better. I want to be better, and that's it. I answered all those questions, all those inner thoughts, inner doubts, with only one answer. That I want to be a better person. I want to become better. And that was enough. That was all. And that fueled me with all the motivation to keep going on my journey. That was deep, honest, and it came from within. I kept on running, but this time I felt grateful. A sense of gratitude. I felt proud. I accepted all the tiredness, all the excruciating pain with respect. I could feel it, what it means to push yourself forward when you have no energy, zero energy at all. What it means to believe in yourself, to do something that means the world to you, but you know it's near impossible. What it means to have faith in your spoken words when you are hardly able to move your legs. I ran and ran and kept on running. I didn't keep the track of time. I just kept on running. And then I ran through the shops, houses, trees once again. I was about to run to the end of this town. I knew it. I was about to reach the end of that city. And now there was only one last city to cross, to run through. There was 10 more kilometers to go. And so I continued to run. My speed was really slow, but I kept on going. The more I ran, the more closer I was getting to my destinations. And I was tired as hell. I could feel all the muscles of my legs. I could feel all their mechanism, how how they work. I could feel it. Five kilometers, then three, then two, and so on. I kept on running, and my destination was getting closer to me. And finally, I reached there. Finally, I reached Tinsukia. I ran. I crossed the bus station and I ran towards the railway station. I ran, I walked, I laughed. I felt that joy that I was missing, I was seeking for. I reached the station and there I went to the washroom, walking. And as I was walking, I could barely walk because my leg, it felt like my legs were dead. There, first I washed my face, my scarf, my handkerchief. I drank some water. I put some water on my head to cool down it. And then I paused and looked into the mirror. I looked into my eyes. I was still, no movements. I was silent. And then I said one word, only one word. I said, yes. And I don't know, that felt, that was enough. No more words to say. That was it. That moment, it felt like I regained that respect for my own self. I felt grateful. I thanked God. And last but not the least, I felt better. Once again. Now I want to reveal how much I ran, how far it was, and how much time it took me to reach here. My destination was the Tinsukia city, which was around 47 kilometers far from my place. And when I checked my phone, it showed that I ran 48 kilometers and the time was 1:30 p.m. at the time when I reached there. So calculating from 5:30 to 1:30, it's 8 hours. That day I ran for 8 hours long. That day I saw and felt what a strong mind can do. A strong commitment, a strong dedication, and a strong thought. After all, it was just an idea that came to me the previous day. Since the beginning of my running journey that began around 2 years ago, I always thought about running to this distance, running to this place one day. But I never thought that one day would come so earlier. I also want to say that everything happens for a reason. Every setbacks and failures come in our lives to teach us something, and that to make us better, they are an opportunity for growth. And most importantly, they give us a direction. There's a saying, you are what you do repeatedly every day. And if excellence is something you're striving for, then it's not an accident, it's a habit. I just want to say, believe in yourself, believe in your work, believe in your cause, believe in your struggles, the hard times. Just believe. Have faith in yourself. That's it. A running story, the beginning of my fitness journey. When I first started my running journey, running the distances, Tinsukia City was the first place that came to my mind at that time, and that one day I will run to that place, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but one day I will. And now that I finally achieved that dream after 2 years, I want to conclude this episode with a running story. This is my fitness journey. Thank you.